Many women cite Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale as a turning point in their lives. Of course, this is a book and a story that is really in the public consciousness at the moment because it's been made into a very successful television show. For people who don't know, the book tells the story of a woman, Offred is her name, which literally means of Fred. She's living in this totalitarian society where women are treated as nothing more than wives, servants, or in her case, breeders. The book has since been adapted, as I said, into a drama. And recently, there's been debates about how women are being treated in Ireland in light of this being on the TV. One journalist, though, thinks that those commentators have it all wrong and they're engaging, I suppose, in a little hysteria. Laura Kennedy is her name. She joins me now on the show. Laura, you're very welcome to the programme. I've read the book and I've been watching the TV series. I'm up to episode 9, one episode left. When you look through Twitter, and it started really with the first episode, immediately there were certain people saying, "Oh, I can't watch this anymore because this resembles too much modern society or the direction society in Ireland is headed." What do you make of that?
Basically, I just think people have it the wrong way around, which is rather than suggesting that we're in some sort of slide towards dystopia, I'm suggesting we are, as women particularly, on a long crawl out of it. You know, there are sort of comparisons being made between Trump's America and Gilead. I'm not really interested in tackling that, but the specific references that I'm interested in talking about are comparisons between modern Ireland and Gilead within the novel, which are just ridiculously ill-fitting comparisons. Ireland is not Gilead and it is not a dystopia.
What about that argument, Laura, though, that some make that women are still oppressed here compared to men?
That is absolutely true, and I wouldn't for an instant suggest that it's untrue. I guess what I'm saying is that rather than suggesting that we are in the midst of some sort of backslide in terms of progression for women, I'm indicating the opposite. Basically, we are coming out of this massive machine of Catholic Ireland. Gilead, if there's any comparison to be made, is Catholic Ireland of old. It's not modern Ireland. You know, the sort of structural issues that women in Ireland face are all offshoots of this massive Catholic machine that we are slowly, over time, breaking the back of, I think to the benefit of everybody.
Do you think then that Gilead, the Gilead depicted in the novel and now the TV show, it does closely resemble in some respects, and obviously, look, it's fictional, so we take some elements with a pinch of salt, but that it does in some respects resemble an Ireland that did exist?
I think so, absolutely. And, you know, suggesting that modern Ireland is not comparable to Gilead is not at all tantamount to saying that women do not suffer structural sort of oppression and have lower levels of freedom than men in modern Ireland. That is true. But I think comparing modern Ireland to Gilead just represents a loss of perspective. You know, there are loads of examples that we can think of in modern Ireland today of this lack of equality for women in action, particularly around reproductive rights, and some horrifying examples of late in the media of particularly suicidal pregnant women not being able to access abortion services despite the fact that they meet the criteria to do so. But what I'm suggesting is that exceptions, horrifying though they are, don't necessarily make a rule. I think it depends on your definition of dystopia, in that I would suggest a dystopia is precisely Catholic Ireland of old. A dystopia is a place where dissent is not acceptable. All of these examples of horrible breaches of women's rights in modern Ireland are punctuated by mass response in both the media and sort of public consciousness. Ireland is not happy with the fact that women are still unequal, and we talk about this constantly. There's an incredible progression in sort of women's movements within Ireland in the last 10 and 20 years, and modern Ireland is unrecognisable from the sort of under-the-thumb society it was under stringent Catholicism, which is simply why I think the comparison between Gilead and Ireland as it is now is just a bit ill-fitting and lacking in perspective, and it kind of denies the incredible progress that we've made by parting with the church and becoming a more secular and more independently moral society.
So when you see Offred and the other female characters, the handmaids in the TV show, particularly like in their red gowns and their little white bonnets, you don't see the direction we're headed, but rather you see the Magdalene laundries and the mother and baby homes of the past.
Absolutely. I see what we're headed away from. And that's not to say that Gilead is a direct, is a replica of old Catholic Ireland, but there are comparisons to be made. I guess what I'm saying is if you want to make comparisons, you can talk about what we've grown out of rather than what people suggest that we're sort of slipping into in some way. And when we think of the examples in modern Ireland of sort of breaches of women's rights, I think it's important to remember that all experiences of harm and wrongdoing are not necessarily the same, and we need to reflect that in our language in order to be able to differentiate between terrible acts and obviously worse ones. So we have lots of really unpleasant examples in modern Ireland of women's rights being ignored or breached, but in order to focusing on those to the detriment of remembering where we have come from suggests that we have not made progress at all. And I think that that is an incredibly unproductive and inconsistent position to hold. Women have worked very hard to get to where we are, and we are on our way to getting even further. Within a couple of years, it seems very evident to me anyway, that women will have more autonomy in a bodily sense than others than they ever had before. So in Gilead, that would certainly not be the case. And I think a condition of dystopia is the fact that when you dissent, someone kicks your door down and pulls you out of your bed. We're not there. We're luckily very far from that. We're not ostracized. There's no book burnings. There's no priest knocking on the front door. We've made a lot of progress.
All right, Laura Kennedy, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. Laura's piece on The Handmaid's Tale and how it relates to modern Ireland, as I said, is in today's Irish Times. We'll be back in a moment.